Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 29th. You'll be interested to know. 67 years ago today, in 1958, the United States took a monumental leap into the cosmos with the establishment of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, known as NASA. Signed into law by President Dwight D. Eisenhower, this visionary act marked the dawn of a new era in space exploration and scientific discovery. From landing the first humans on the moon to exploring the far reaches of our solar system, NASA has continually pushed the boundaries of human knowledge and inspired generations to look to the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 73 degrees with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:12 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:19. It looks like we're in for a scorching day with sunny skies and temperatures hitting around 97, but feeling like a steamy 100. Expect a light southwest breeze at 7. Tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies, a low of 74, and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 9:15 with a high tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, this week, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 94 and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday night, expect a chance of showers with a low around 69. Thursday and Friday bring partly sunny skies with highs near 77 and 74 and a chance of rain showers. The weekend looks sunny with Saturday's high near 78 and clear skies Saturday night with a low around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a Brockton lawmaker aims to promote South Shore's Bar Pizza as Massachusetts' official pizza variety, a unique thin crust pan pizza that has gained popularity over the last decade. State Senator Michael Brady, a Democrat from Brockton, has filed legislation to establish this designation. The bill defines bar pizza as a 10-inch thin crust with cheese extending to the edges, creating a burned lace around the crust. While the bill faces no organized opposition, it must gain traction among Democratic leaders. Brady believes this could enhance business and revenue for the Commonwealth. Now on to sports. Mike Trout's return to the outfield keeps being delayed, with no clear timeline in sight. Initially expected to come back on May 30th, then after the All-Star break, Trout is now sidelined due to left knee soreness. This is the same knee that required 2 surgeries last season. Trout said, "Still trying to get back out there, for sure," indicating his struggle to ramp up intensity. With a mere 2.8% chance of making the playoffs, the Angels may need to shift Trout into a designated hitter role, while George Soler's struggles complicate their roster decisions. In local sports, last night in Minneapolis, the Red Sox were edged out by the Twins 5-4. Despite a ninth-inning rally with Anthony driving in runs, the Sox fell short as the loss was handed to Hicks, unable to contain the late surge by Minnesota. Kiersey and Lee powered the Twins with crucial hits, and although Fitz started strong, the bullpen couldn't hold. The Sox now stand at 57 wins and 51 losses, needing a boost on the road. Tonight, the Sox face the Twins in Minneapolis for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Lucas Giolito, boasting a 3.97 earned run average, takes the mound for the Twins, while the Sox's pitcher remains undecided. First pitch is at 7:40 under clear skies and a warm 85 degrees. In top news, a new study from Keck Medicine School of USC reveals a staggering increase in alcohol-related liver disease among heavy drinkers, even without increased consumption. The incidence has more than doubled, particularly among women, older adults, and those with health conditions. Over two decades, the percentage of heavy drinkers with significant liver scarring rose from 1.8% to 4.3%. The study analyzed data from over 44,000 adults and showed that heavy drinking demographics have shifted. Experts suggest that current definitions of heavy drinking may be too lenient, prompting a need for revised screening methods and public health strategies. In business news, artificial intelligence is dramatically altering the job landscape for recent college graduates. Many employers, facing a shift in hiring practices, now prefer experienced professionals over entry-level staff, as AI tools like ChatGPT can perform tasks traditionally assigned to young workers. This trend has led to a decline in entry-level job offerings, with a notable 50% drop in such hires among major tech companies since 2019. Graduates are finding themselves competing not only with fewer positions, but also with those who have been laid off. Experts warn this could reshape the workforce, diminishing opportunities for skill development among new graduates. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $118,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under $3,800. And XRP is down 4% to $3.12. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Tesla is attempting to transform the gas station experience with its new diner in Hollywood, where electric vehicle owners can enjoy a meal while charging their cars. While this retro-futuristic location features 80 chargers and entertainment, the future of electric vehicle charging is likely to be more practical. Many drivers already charge at home for convenience and cost. Innovations in battery technology are paving the way for ultra-fast charging options, potentially making gas stations less relevant. Instead of focusing on entertainment, the aim should be to integrate more charging stations where vehicles are already parked, enhancing accessibility. And in entertainment news, the highly anticipated sequel, The Devil Wears Prada 2, is officially in production in New York City, with stars Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Stanley Tucci, and Emily Blunt returning to their iconic roles. However, Adrian Grenier will not reprise his character, Nate Cooper. Directed by David Frankel, this sequel picks up after the original story of aspiring journalist Andy Sachs, who navigates the cutthroat fashion world under Miranda Priestly. While plot details remain under wraps, the film is set to premiere in theaters on May 1, 2026, nearly 20 years after the original's release. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the American inventor and engineer, Charles Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.